Hello, welcome to the Highland Christian Church in Thurso's podcast. This is our weekly podcast that covers some of the content that we talk about on Sunday. It's really good to have you tuning in today. This is Sunday evening, the 11th of the 11th, 2018, Armistice Day. We remembered Armistice Day this morning in church, and then we spoke on grace. So let's get straight into the content on grace. I feel unworthy, like I don't deserve it. This is a comment that I hear frequently from people who have become Christians, and I love hearing it because it's like they understand the amazing gift that God has given to them, this free gift that He's given, and they feel a feeling of unworthiness, and it tells me that they have a degree of understanding when they realize that they're not worthy, but it's a gift that God's given us. And different people respond differently when they want to get close to God. For me, when I was young, in my early teens, I decided I wanted to become a Christian, so I tried to be good. And different people throughout the world try to atone for their sins in different ways. Let me just read out this quote. It says here, the notion of God's love coming to us free of charge, no strings attached, seems to go against every instinct of humanity. The Buddhist Eightfold Path, the Hindu doctrine of karma, the Jewish covenant, the Muslim code of law, each of these offers a way to earn approval. Only Christianity dares to make God's love unconditional. So for me personally, sometime in those early months, I discovered it was grace. It was a gift from God, and I don't deserve it. It was a free gift that was given to me. I remember being in a cathedral last year, and people were taking turns going into the confessional to confess their sins. They were waiting for their turn, and they would go into the priest there, and they would confess their sins because they were desperate to find forgiveness. And this is not something that we believe. We believe as Pentecostal Christians, we believe that Jesus is our priest, our great high priest, and we can go as individuals, we can go directly to Him, confess our sins and receive forgiveness. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. But it illustrated to me that people are hungry for grace. People are hungry to be given God's forgiveness, so much so that they'll queue up to speak to a priest and tell him their deepest, darkest deeds that they've done and request for forgiveness. People are hungry for God's grace. So what is grace? That's a really good question. Grace is the unmerited favor of God toward man. It's undeserved goodness that God gives to us. Psalm 86 and verse 15 says, "But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness." So God is gracious and He's compassionate. He's abounding in love and faithfulness. He's slow to anger. Grace is an expression of God's love. The Bible says that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. While we were sinners, in other words, undeserving, while we had no merit, Christ died for us, or God showed us His goodness and His favor. So this is the first of three talks we're going to do on grace. We're going to talk about three different aspects of grace. And today we're specifically going to talk about grace as a gift given free of charge. Grace is His favor, love, and compassion given to you unearned. We have not earned it in any way. It's a gift. So if we turn to Ephesians 2, and we're going to read verses 4 and 5, and then verses 8 and 9. "But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved." And then verse 8, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is a gift. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Paul says that we are guilty and that we are due punishment for our sins, but God has given us the gift or the grace of salvation from that punishment. And so we are saved by grace. We are saved by a gift given to us from God. And so there's no way that we can boast or show off about that, because all that we have done is received a gift. And we receive that gift of salvation through faith. But even that faith and that ability to have faith is given to us by God. So we truly have no reason to boast. Verse 10 then says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." So we could say in this context that God has given us this grace, He's given us this gift, and now we should take this gift and hand it out to other people, show the same grace that God has shown us to other people. And people come to church for grace. They come to church to find forgiveness, to find a gift from God. But unfortunately, many times people have come to church and found the opposite. You know, you could suggest to someone to go to church, but they might say, "Why would I go there? I already feel terrible enough about myself," and they just make me feel worse. And it's a sad truth that many people have felt judgment when they've come into church. And the crazy thing is that the people who had done the worst things, they fled towards Jesus and not away from Him. The worse a person felt about themselves, the more likely they saw Jesus as a refuge and someone to go to and someone to cling to. That's a quote from Philip Yancey, who wrote an amazing book about grace. The world runs on an ungrace system. It runs on a system which is the opposite to grace. You get what you deserve and you work your way up. It's like Lord Sugar's boardroom. You kind of push yourself forward. You stamp everyone else down and you say, "Here I am, choose me. I'm the best. I'm much better than this person or that person." It's a way, it's opposite of faith. It's saying, "Look what I've done. Look at how good I've been." And it's a way of self-promotion. But there's no job interview in the kingdom of God. When you come to Jesus, you're given the gift of grace, and you can receive that through faith. We're accepted by God, by the grace of God. And church has a monopoly in grace. No other organization in the world can really give grace like the church can. And so we should be giving undeserved and unearned kindness wherever we go. We should be compassionate, giving people a second chance and a third and a fourth and a fifth chance, giving help wherever we can, because God has shown us grace and we should show grace towards other people, even if they're undeserving, even if they're not grateful, and even if they hate us. We should still be showing the kindness and the love that God has for us. We should still be showing that to other people. Now, our great example is Jesus. And we've mentioned this verse many times over the last few weeks. It's John 13 and verses 34 to 35, where Jesus was speaking to His disciples and He gave them this one big important commandment. And He says, "Love one another as I have loved you. By this, all men will know that you're My disciples if you love one another." And so Jesus lived His life in a loving way towards His disciples. And as He is, so should we be. And so we can look at Jesus, how He lived and how He lived with His disciples. And you know, His disciples frustrated Him, but He believed in them. He gave them responsibility and he trusted them. And he even gave Judas responsibility, even though He knew that Judas would betray Him. Even though Judas was stealing from Him, Jesus still gave him responsibility. He was gracious and he believed in people. And his disciples were given many, many goes, even though they made mistakes. And you could see the frustration in Jesus. He still gave them more and more shots. Peter betrayed Him, and yet He gave him responsibility in leading the church. Jesus forgave Peter, and He charged him with being one of the church's early leaders, and he charged him with teaching the church. And so this is what God is calling us. This is a great example that Jesus gave, that we should be forgiving and trusting of people and giving them a second chance and a third chance, giving them help. Jesus died for them, and then he came back to encourage and instruct them and give them hope. And then he sent the Holy Spirit to empower them to obey everything that he commanded them. So what an incredible example Jesus was of grace. And let's just pray to finish off. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, that you are the great example of grace. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us this free gift of grace, this free gift of salvation, and that you've shown your kindness and your love and your goodness towards us, Lord, that we are loved unconditionally by you, no matter what we've done wrong, that if we turn to you, you will forgive us. And Lord, we just pray, Holy Spirit, that you'd come and fill everyone listening to this today, everyone whose heart is open to you, and empower us to live out the life that you've called us to live. Help us to be grace-filled people who show grace and kindness and unconditional love to all of those around us. Amen. Thank you for tuning in today. And, you know, it's so good to have you tuning into the podcast, but also even better if we can see you in church on Sunday. And if you're listening to this and you're not in Thurso, then get yourself into church on Sunday if you can at all possibly. And, you know, God has great things for you. Have a blessed week. See you later.